Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, let me first of all congratulate the Director General for his initiative to organize this conference and to keep the issue of food security high on the international agenda. I would also like to thank all those involved in the formulation of the Declaration of Principles and Commitments to Eradicate Hunger in the World, which we adopted 2 days ago. Mr. Chairman, I would also like to convey to all of you the greetings and best wishes of the Greek Prime Minister, Mr. George Papandreou, and his profound concern for food insecurity. The global economic slowdown following the food crisis in 2006-2008 has deprived more than 100 million people from access to adequate food, constituting a serious threat to humanity and to world security. The increasing population of the world, the growing demand from the biofuel sector, climate change with severe weather conditions and phenomena causing long periods of droughts and natural disasters, as well as the economic growth in some large developing countries, all of those factors exacerbate food insecurity. Also, speculative factors play a crucial role, distorting the market forces and therefore urgently requiring policy measures on a national and international level to prevent market distortion. If we fail to address the food insecurity problem radically right now, and if we allow farmers' income to continue diminishing, we shall experience a tidal wave of rural exodus and land abandonment with severe consequences, since the reduction of rural population will in turn lower food production levels, leading to further insecurity. The energy sector can benefit from agriculture through the development of second-generation biofuels. The synergy of the primary and secondary sectors of the economy in exploiting agricultural waste and byproducts to produce energy by using advanced technology could substantially contribute to more green energy and ultimately to an integrated environmental improvement and management. The response of the negative impact of biofuels is to release land set aside and abolish subsidies to energy crops in order to increase the production of grains and alleviate food shortages globally. We therefore stand firm on the principle that the priority of agriculture is to produce food crops instead of biofuels crops. Mr. Chairman, food availability should be doubled by 2050, as mentioned in the declaration. This can only be accomplished if applied agricultural research provides new solutions and techniques. We feel that for many years we have overlooked the issue, and it is time to make agricultural research a top priority in our agenda, allocating the appropriate resources. My country contributes to these efforts mainly through its development policy. Despite the restrictions imposed by the need to manage the financial crisis, Greece has succeeded to increase in 2008 the percentage of its development assistance. At the same time, the number of projects supported has constantly increased from 443 in 2006 to 512 in 2007 to reach 645 projects funded in 2008. We recognize, however, that there is still a lot to be done to reach the target of 0.7% of the gross domestic product by 2015. However, the positive results achieved during this period of global crisis are the demonstration of our willingness to contribute in overcoming the crisis and achieving the Millennium Development Goals, especially the first one, in an environmentally sustainable way. Ladies and gentlemen, food insecurity becomes more acute during humanitarian emergencies. Greece has mobilized a substantial part of its assistance in facing man-made and natural catastrophes. We recognize, however, that food aid is not the answer to food insecurity and that strengthening the agricultural sector is of utmost importance. I should point out that agriculture is a sectoral priority of Greek development assistance. In particular, Greece financially supports projects of technical assistance in the agricultural sectors in Africa and Asia, and also provides scholarships of agro-management and food production to students from countries of those two continents. Furthermore, we attach particular attention to the fisheries sectors. My government is co-funding and offering headquarters facilities to a project which seeks to develop responsible fisheries in the Eastern Mediterranean in a coherent and sustainable way for all countries of the area. It further aims at implementing pilot projects in marine aquaculture in the North Africa and Indian Ocean regions. With regard to geographic distribution, commitments and delivery of aid to sub-Saharan Africa have increased in recent years by 48%, in line with the commitment of the international community to provide half of the increase of its assistance to this geographic area. This brief account indicates in which ways, within its limited resources, my country has sought to assist vulnerable populations in order to overcome the short-term consequences of food price surge and to endow them with the tools for a longer-term development of their agricultural sector. We will continue to do so bilaterally and multilaterally, especially in cooperation with the FAO and the other Rome-based organizations, in accordance with our five-year development plan. Mr. Chairman, in conclusion, I would like to reiterate the support of my country to the principles of the Declaration, joining the world in its efforts to fight hunger and malnutrition. Thank you very much.